KUOW podcasts are made possible by listener support. Become a new or renewing member today at KUOW.org.
From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde, in for Ross Reynolds. For some, it's about family. For others, faith or food or drink or going to the movies. What about you? What do the holidays mean to you? Give us a call right now. The number is 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email us. It's conversation at kuow.org. Our intern, Cameron Drews, hit the streets earlier to ask people that question, and here's what he heard.
Christmas is always really fun because you get presents, and it's really fun because we get to go up to my grandpa's house in Oregon. That's really fun.
Christmas, it was a pagan celebration of the winter solstice, and it's become more of a pagan holiday than it used to be still. But for me, I mean, yeah, there are a lot of the pagan traditions of Santa Claus and all that kind of stuff, but I mean, I am a Christian, so I do take part in, you know, celebrating the birth of Christ as well. So.
A reason to eat a lot, yeah. And a reason to kind of indulge yourself in everything. Music and bad taste in clothes.
No school. That's what it still means to me since kindergarten, probably. Yeah.
The holidays all about just spending time with the fam. Got my little son I got to spend time with and just have fun with him and let him experience the holidays.
That's what some of you told us earlier about what the holidays mean to you. And apparently there's Peanuts music playing everywhere in the city of Seattle. What do holidays mean to you? What do the holidays mean to you? Maybe it's movies or a particular movie. Maybe it's a specific food or a specific drink or a specific memory or tradition or no tradition at all. Whatever it is, give us a call. 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. Whatever the holidays mean to you, call in and tell us about it. Perhaps, you know, it's family. It means fun to you. Maybe it means anxiety. 206-543-5869. Conversation at kuow.org is our email address. Up first, we've got Terry Hine on the line. She's the executive director of A26 Seattle, which is a nonprofit writing and tutoring center. Hi, Terry.
Hi.
So what do the holidays mean to you?
Well, truthfully, you know, I basically start out the holidays with this enormous sense of dread, which has to do with my own sort of sense of personal inadequacies. You know, I'm really not much of a party person, so I dread all those requisite parties. I feel pained every year when people give me those lovely jars of jam and, you know, those little paper plates full of holiday cookies because, really, every year I just swear I'm going to do that myself for the next year, and I never do it. So then when it comes around again the next December, I'm always saying, you know, damn, I didn't do it for another year. I'm always determined to come up with some sort of signature salsa or something that I can wow people with. So there are a lot of feelings of kind of inadequacy for me around the holidays, at least at first. But then truthfully, even though I dread the holidays, I never come up with that signature salsa. By the time Christmas Eve hits, I've actually had a great time at those parties I dreaded, and I'm really very nostalgic about all the rituals that surround this time of year. And then even one verse of Silent Night is about the sweetest thing on the earth.
Terry Hine, thanks so much for telling us about it.
Sure, thanks for asking.
Terry Hine is the executive director of 826 Seattle. Perhaps her comments resonate with your experience during the holiday. A lot of dread leading up to some of the holiday parties, some of the family get-togethers. But at the end of the day, you actually have a good time. 206-543-5869 is the number to call. What do the holidays mean to you? Perhaps it's lots of TV or caroling or wassailing, lots of family. How do you experience the holiday? 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. Perhaps you celebrate Festivus. I was looking this up earlier today, and that's the invented tradition from the TV show Seinfeld. But there's this Christian Science Monitor article that seems pretty serious that claims that people do celebrate Festivus on December 23rd as an alternative to Christmas. It's sort of a way to commemorate the season without some of the anxiety and pressure and commercialization. So if you participate in Festivus on the 23rd, give us a call. 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. We've got Tim Harris on the line. He's executive director of Real Change Newspapers. And Tim, of course, does a lot of work with Seattle's homeless population. Tim Harris, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for inviting me. I was kind of hoping you'd cue up the Peanuts music while I talked. That was nice.
Cue Peanuts music. Yeah. So,
really,
Tim,
So,
what kinds of things are you thinking about or doing or seeing this time of year?
Well, you know, my experience of Christmas is really colored by what I do. I've worked with homeless folks for most of my life, and it's a time of year that, you know, it's really associated with the comforts of home and closeness to family. And for a lot of homeless folks, it really, you know, brings up various losses that a lot of people have gone through, and it's a tough time of year for a lot of people. But on the other side of it, we see this sort of extraordinary burst of generosity out there with folks who support the Real Change vendors. And, you know, right around this time of year, about the week before Christmas, vendors start getting real happy around here because they see these extraordinary acts of generosity, and people actually sometimes welcome them into their family and bring them home and give them presents, and they start seeing extraordinary tips. And every year when I see it, it kind of freshly amazes me. I wish people could be like this year round. I sort of feel like, you know, like the Grinch in that scene where his heart gets enlarged three times. There's this sort of point in every holiday season where I'm feeling kind of grumpy about the whole thing, and then I see people just really embracing our vendors during the holiday season, and it kind of makes me feel better about all of it.
Tim Harris, thanks so much for telling us about that.
My pleasure.
And there's the Peanuts music. I think the Peanuts music actually does work pretty well with Tim Harris. If you've got a comment or a suggestion or an experience or of how you experience the holidays, what they mean to you, give us a call. We're talking about that. 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. And let's go to a call right now. We've got Mary calling us from Mount Vernon. Mary, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, Mary, you there? Oh, I think we lost Mary. All right. Well, if you've got a comment for us, give us a call, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email us at conversation@kuow.org. Here's what we heard from some of you earlier today.
As an Iranian-American Christian, I think it is all about faith for my family, particularly and precisely coming from a nation where celebrating Christmas was always accompanied with challenges and dangers and less possibilities.
We have 3 weekends of all Nutcracker for 3 weeks in December, and that's basically holidays for us.
What's the experience of holidays like for you? Give us a call at 206-543-5869. We've got Aaron on the line calling us from Tacoma. Aaron, what's the holidays mean to you? What do the holidays mean to you?
Well, I was saying earlier, I think two things come to mind at first. One, my 9-year-old daughter this year, she has decided to do a little test and hasn't told anybody what she wants from Santa Claus for Christmas. So she's hoping he comes through, and so continues to, you know, be a presence in her mind and everything. And so that's kind of a new deal on our end. And then you know, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation is probably my favorite movie ever, not even Christmas movie. And I think I always tear up at the scene when he finally gets the house to light up. It's just something symbolic about, you know, overcoming all the differences, real and perceived. And I don't know, I just look forward to it all year.
All right, Aaron, thanks so much for that call. Clairvoyant Santa and National Lampoon's Vacation are Aaron's experiences of the holidays this year. 206-543-5869 is the number to call. And we've got Peggy Sturdivant joining us. She's a columnist for the Ballard News Tribune and also writes a series that appears in the Seattle PI called At Large in Ballard. Peggy, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So what do the holidays mean to you?
I think I become one of those people who looks at all the others, like Terry Hine mentioned, who are trying to do everything and have little cookies on plates and meet the garbage man. And releasing all my expectations has allowed me to pretty much laugh at all the others who are running around and enjoy it thoroughly. Every year I let go of more expectations about what I'll do or whether I'll get the cards out. And the more I let go, the more I enjoy the experience, because over the years I've realized that the best part of the holidays are the magic that happens that you can't plan usually to do with dropping the turkey on the floor when you take it out, or a power outage, and you can't recreate that. So if you realize that magic can really only strike once, and you don't feel like every year we have to do that caroling, and we have to do this, and we have to do that, then actual magic can occur. And I think, at least for me in Ballard, for many years, that was walking up to a house called the North Pole that had existed since 1920, and it became a destination. People would drive all over, and they had popcorn machines, and limousines would pull up, and they'd collect food. They had decorations galore. But for me, I would walk up with a bunch of the neighborhood children. We'd carry little lanterns in the dark. And just the experience of going out on a dark winter night and walking up to this house and then coming back by way of the playground. And my favorite part then became the fact that the kids in December would want to play on this deserted, dark playground. You couldn't really even see them. All you could hear was a little creak, creak of swings. So I've just learned to watch for the unexpected over the holidays, but eat a lot of cookie dough.
Peggy Sturdivant, thanks so much for telling us about it.
You're welcome.
If you've got a story to share about how you experience the holidays, what the holidays mean to you, give us a call. 206-543-586 is the number. We've got Raviv on the line. Raviv, what do the holidays mean to you?
The holidays mean skiing and Chinese food, because we're Jewish and that's what we do.
Awesome. Where do you go skiing?
We ski at Snoqualmie Pass, and we're going to Stevens Pass this week.
Well, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of snow up there.
Yeah, a lot.
All right, well, have fun.
Thank you.
That's a call from Raviv, who it says is 13 years old, and he's enjoying the holidays by eating Chinese food and going skiing. What about you? How do you experience the holidays? What do you do? We've got Kevin calling us from Kirkland. Kirkland, Kevin, what's the story?
Well, thanks for accepting my call. I do consider this to be a bit of a small Festivus miracle, and I'm just actually headed to Lowe's right now to pick up an aluminum pole so that me and my friends can gather around it on December 23rd and air our grievances and then demonstrate our feats of strength.
You are a Festivus celebrator, and you will be celebrating with other Festivus celebrants this year?
Yeah, first time, actually. Yeah, we decided it's Festivus for us this year. Festivus for the rest of us, because we don't really subscribe to any particular religion.
And it's on the 23rd. Well, what do you do on the 25th?
Well, that's my mom's birthday, so I spend her birthday with her.
All right. So it's a lot happening this year for the holidays. Kevin, thanks so much for that phone call. 206-543-5869 is the number to call to tell us about what the holidays mean to you, how you celebrate, what you do, whether it means certain kinds of tradition, whether it's fun to you, it's family to you, it's anxiety-provoking to you. Give us a call, 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869, or email us. The email address here being conversation@kuow.org. And again, the number's 1-800-289-5869, 206-543-5869. What do the holidays mean to you? And we've got Grace on the line calling us from Arlington. Grace, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Hi. So it says that you're 10 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And what do the holidays mean for you? What do you do on the holidays?
Well, the holidays mean family for me, and we watch Christmas movies like Christmas Story or Love Actually, and we go and visit our grandparents.
Oh, and where are they?
They're in Seattle.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. I bet your grandparents are pretty happy to have you, to be able to see you on Christmas.
Yeah. The holidays also mean fun for me. We get to have a lot of food and spend a lot of time with my family.
All right. Well, Grace, thanks so much for that phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Grace calling us from Arlington saying she goes to see her grandparents. That's a lot of what the holidays mean to folks. This year, my wife's father is coming here. I don't think she's had Christmas with him in many, many years. Her family's coming out from the East Coast. And actually, my parents are in town. So it's a big year for me this year. What do the holidays mean to you? 206-543-5869. We've got Barbara calling us from Kenmore. Barbara, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, you're very welcome. It's good to be with you.
And
nice to hear all those good stories.
And what's yours?
Well, Christmas is the time when the whole world seems to focus on peace on earth, goodwill for all. And you know what? It would be nice if we could make it a year-round thing, wouldn't it?
That's a really nice sentiment. How do you celebrate or think about peace this time of year?
Well, it happens, and I think it can happen if we each start with our own little circle and kind of work at expanding it and the community, and then the community goes to the state, and then I think my partner's partisanship must be a part of this, don't you?
A little bit. All right, Barbara.
Yeah, so that's the way it goes.
Barbara from Kenmore, thanks so much for giving us that call. And you can call us at 206-543-5869, 1-800-289-5869. We're talking about what the holidays mean to you. Whatever it means, that's what we'd like to hear about. We've got Corrine calling us from, I'm not sure where, but Corrine, thanks so much for giving us a call. And what do the holidays mean to you?
Hi, I live in Port Orchard.
Port Orchard, okay.
Well, in the beginning, when I was young, I was resentful of Christmas because my birthday's at Christmas and I always felt jilted and with getting one present. So, but then as I had children, that became my main focus and they're the focus of my life, and so that was a true joy at Christmas time. But now, as a senior citizen who's retired, I'm on the board of our local food bank here in Port Orchard, and my goal for Christmas and my dream for Christmas is finding a way to feed and assist the over 7,000 clients we have per month at our food bank.
Oh, wow. We heard earlier from Tim Harris of the Real Change newspaper here in Seattle saying that he's starts out like a bit of a Grinch, but is just amazed every year at the outpouring of generosity that he sees. Do you see a similar transformation this time of year?
At the beginning of December, no. But as the holiday approaches, I think people start thinking of beyond themselves and beyond their families. And I truly encourage anybody who is feeling like Christmas has become too commercial to either volunteer at their food bank or write a check or buy a bag of groceries and drop it off at their food bank, and that will bring them back to normal again.
All right, Corrine, that's a nice sentiment. It's a nice way to end this conversation about what the holidays mean to you. Thanks for all of your phone calls. And the conversation today, produced by Arwen Nix. We got production help from Joshua McNichols. Our intern is Cameron Drews, and Andy Hurst is your engineer. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm David Hyde.
Thanks for listening. The program you just heard was made possible by the financial support of our listeners. Support this program and others like it by making a pledge today at KUOW.org.